Hello, everybody. This is Craig Stepp, and this is Look What I Found for August 27th, 2013. And this is episode 62, my next entry in the Dog Days of Podcasting. And tonight, I'm going to talk to you a little bit while I draw. I don't know when I'm going to draw. Looking for inspiration right now. But tonight, I kind of got most of my stuff packed up for Dragon Con, except for a few chargers and clothes, of course. I'll do that tomorrow night. But I got all the audio stuff pretty much set up, and I think I'm ready to go. So, let's see. Reminded Chuck of a few things that, like, last year they made everybody buy their own lanyards to carry their badges around. So, I know I've got like 8-9 of them over here from past conventions. So, I don't need to buy one. I'm actually taking the, astronomy cast one. So we got my mixer all in them. In my box, ready to go. And let's see. I don't think I really need to pack much else electronic-wise. Camera, but I'll have that. Got the H2 mixer cables. I was careful to put all the cables that I have attached to the mixer with the mixer. So I think we're good. Let's see. I think I'm going to draw my own picture of the doctor. The doctor who I've never really drawn the doctor at all. Let's see how this turns out. Probably like crap. You know what's sad is I went and pulled all my markers out of my little art toolbox, and most of them were dry. That's sad. Let's see. I'm not going to do really any particular doctor. Just kind of. I'm just kind of throwing this together. Yes, he's got a bow tie. Because bow ties are cool. Let's see. It's like he's marveling at his. Sonic screwdriver. And why not? So it's a wonderful device, right? Let's see. Draw his hand. This is not well planned out, but that's all right. Should spend more time with this, I guess. Let's see. When his arm kind of cocked on the side. I guess arm is on his side there. I know this is incredibly riveting audio here. But you know what? It's my audio, so I can do with it as I please. You know what? I find it's kind of hard to talk and draw at the same time, to be honest with you. It's not my best work. You know what I really need in here? Some better light. Really do. Let's see. Always get that idea of a kind of a stance like Bug Bunny has, you know, with his feet's kind of standing there and he's got good posture. There's a doctor standing there. Looking at his sonic screwdriver, and it just, you know what? I think I'm gonna draw the TARDIS in the background. Let's see if I can do a little. Let's see, draw the TARDIS. A lot of my inspiration comes from Garfield, which I'm not ashamed to say, because I really like Jim Davis's art quality. I don't think he draws at all like he used to. I don't know, he might. But I know he had people drawing for him. At least I thought so. That's the impression I got one time. But and I hope that's not the case. I hope he draws it. Let's see. You know what's funny is I'm missing a lot of details because I am talking. That's all right. It looks like... Wow, that's a crappy little TARDIS. Anyway, wow, this pen's starting to dry out. This sucks. I need to go to the pen store and buy some more pens. Gotta draw them down a little bit. There we go. Not too bad. Oh yeah, Jim Davis. So I saw a quote from him one time, and the quote was that to be a successful cartoonist, you have to have been dropped on your head as a small child. And when I read that, I was reminded of a story that my parents used to tell, where I would, one of their friends was babysitting me, and he dropped me on my head when I was a small child, and still apologized to it for it ever since I was 18. I don't know why the necessity to feel like you need to apologize to it. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just kidding. So anyway, when I read that quote, I went, holy crap, maybe it was meant to be. Nope, I did let that ship sail, but I can have fun drawing anyway. It's a crappy looking TARDIS. If he gets anywhere in time and space in this thing, it's a miracle. All right, draw from the outside. So I will, it kind of looks like a Matt Smith a little bit, got his hair kind of poofy out. So anyway, yes, I love Jim Davis. I loved Garfield back in the day. I used to, emulate Garfield and draw on him. And you can kind of tell that in the eyes and stuff. But at the same time, it's still my own characters. I never really passed off Garfield as something when I copied it, it was, my own or anything. Other than I drew whatever it was. I've always had my own characters. I'll share a couple of them with you. I had one was Egbert, which was an egg-shaped alien. The inspiration for that kind of came from, was it U.S. Acres, where there was an egg walking around with just two legs. That was another Jim Davis cartoon. Anyway, I put eyes on him and arms, and he's an alien and came to Earth, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so that was one of Egbert. Maybe I'll draw him tomorrow night. And then the other one was a superhero named Uno, which, you know, I really loved The Greatest American Hero. The Greatest American Hero to me was just, I don't know, I just liked the show because he had superpowers, much like Superman, but at the same time, he couldn't control them and he did stupid stuff like running into buildings and, you know, not Ralph Hinkley. He just bounced all over the place while the FBI guy trying to be the straight guy. And just, you know, anyway, hilarity ensued. You know, that's where Uno came from. Maybe I'll draw him tomorrow night. And he had like a superhero with a big Uno written on his chest. Had a, mask wrapped around his head with it kind of flapping in the wind a la Ninja Turtles, you know, with a knot in the back of his head. And I still get a lot, you know, some people ask me today that knew me from high school and stuff. They ask me if, you still drawing? It's like, yeah, wish I'd really done something with it, but I am going to do something with it. I'm going to share this with you. And like I said, this is kind of slapped together, but anyway, there it is. All right, well, I'll take care, and I'll record again tomorrow night after I get everything packed up and ready to ship out. So hope to see most of y'all at Dragon Con. If you want to find out more about me and all my links to all my stuff, go to SPYNDLE and you will find it. Good night, everybody.